This is a Living Theology Friends letter for August the 1st, 2010. We're going on with our study of names of God, and today looking at Jehovah. We started a name study because we wanted to learn more about God, His character. We studied Elohim, the Creator, and El Elyon, God Most High. So now we'll look at Jehovah, which is the most frequently used name of God in the Old Testament. This name arises from a combination of the four Hebrew characters, YHWH or YHVH, called the Tetragrammaton, which is a Greek word for a four-letter word. It's transliterated as Jehovah. The meaning of Jehovah is derived from the Hebrew word hava, meaning to be or to exist. The vowels were added for pronunciation, although there is a lot of doubt about the actual pronunciation. Many English translations will capitalize the translation of Jehovah as capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, and others will use all caps but with the last three letters and lowercase caps. This name was considered holy and not to be pronounced by the Jews because of their fear of violating Exodus 27, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain." As we continue with the study, we'll see compound uses of his name, Jehovah, with other names, such as Jehovah Jireh. And as we study some of these compound names of Jehovah, we will better understand how God cares for his people. First, however, we need to understand that God has always existed and always will exist so that we can trust him as the only true constant in the universe. The first use of this name is in Genesis 2:4, where it is used in combination with Elohim. translated as God in Genesis 2:4. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made heaven and earth. So the Lord God is translating Jehovah Elohim. The Strong's reference number for Jehovah is 3068, and it's these numbers that we need to look at when seeing where the same word is used in the Bible and what is the meaning of that word. The Hebrew name is a Jewish national name for God and strictly translates He who was and who is to come. This name speaks of God's absolute self-existence, meaning that He has always existed and was not created. Indeed, He is the creator of everything in the universe. When used with Elohim, we understand that God has existed forever and that He is the creator of all that can be perceived in the universe as well as what is not visible to us. Saying that Jehovah Elohim made the earth and heavens reveals to us that the Creator was not created, but that the self-existent One made all that is. This revelation should give us great peace in knowing that He who has always existed made all that exists, and nothing exists outside His creative power and purpose. The Bible also informs us that God never changes, and we can trust that the revelation He gives us of Himself in the Bible is the same today and remains the same forever. James 1:17, every good thing bestowed and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. Malachi 3:6, for I the Lord do not change, therefore you, sons of Jacob, are not consumed. 1 Samuel 15:29, and also the glory of Israel will not lie or change his mind, for he is not a man that he should change his mind. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today, yes, and forever. In the following verse, Jehovah told Moses that he is the one who appeared to former leaders to establish his covenant with them and give them a land. We read this in Exodus 6:2-4. And God spoke unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord, and I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and to Jacob by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not known to them, and I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. God created his people first in the Garden of Eden, and he's been taking care of his chosen ones as revealed in the Old Testament concerning his care for the Jewish people, and in the New Testament we see his expanded care of all who are his, including the Gentiles. Although he has always been the same, it was not until the time of Moses that he revealed to his peoples this great name so that they could better understand him. Moses also records the revelation of his name in Exodus 3:14-15. And God said unto Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. In the written part of this, I've indicated the Strong's numbers on some of these words. Like for I am, the number is 1961, and that refers to the Hebrew word Haya, which is a root name meaning always existing. And he says, I am who I am. The word who there has number 834, and that's just a Hebrew word that connects the two personal pronouns. So he says that I am who has always existed is who I am. The plural name Elohim has a number 430 in this writing. So in verse 15 of Exodus 3, we read, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, and the God of Isaac. God there is Elohim. So this is Jesus. The God is saying to Moses that Elohim is the God to whom you have heard, from whom you have heard. Jesus also took that name for his identification. John 8:58-59, Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am. Therefore they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. In the written part of this, I used the Greek Strong's number, 1510, for I am. But it, again, it refers to the self-existent one. So it's the same meaning that Jesus took for himself, that God gave for his name to Moses. So Jesus is saying that he and God are the same. And this was great blasphemy, of course, to the Jews. And so they tried to kill him, but it wasn't Jesus' time, so he escaped. We're pleased now that we live on this side of the cross. We know that Jesus is God, that he has existed before the foundation of the universe, and that he took the wrath of God due us so that we could know him. Praise the Lord today that God has always existed, will always exist, never changes, that he is a creator, and he is Most High God. Praise his name.